Or, what's it called? I had a management before, and then what's it called? And then a better management called Fly Street texted me, and that's Addy. Texted me, and then he was speaking to my brother, and he was telling me to like to sign for them. So I decided to sign, and then this is where I am now,
Yeah.
like better.
No, I was talking to Addy before about getting you on, and he was like, because you messaged me saying get in touch with the manager, and I was like, fuck, I've already got in touch with him, but he hasn't gotten back to me yet with times and stuff. So then I was in a rush from pretty much 9 p.m. till 10 to try and figure out a time and stuff to get you on, because obviously I wanted to get you on. Obviously, because obviously, like I said to you, big fan, wanted to have a conversation with you and stuff. But like, he
Of
seems like a
course,
cool
man.
bloke. Like, he's just like straightforward. Like, yeah, we've got something up, we'll line it up, and then we'll go from there. He's done really well. Like, he's helped you out. I feel like he's put you in a good position where you're at right now. And I don't know what the future holds for you, but hopefully, Addy's there with you.
Special thanks to Bailey.
It's a cold podcast.
Boy, Bailey's got nothing but good things.
And the Morale Show, amazing conversation.
Big up Bailey, big up the Morale Show.
Hey guys, welcome back to another week, another episode. And today I'm joined with another amazing, amazing guest and also another amazing, amazing artist, also TikTok star. I'll put him under TikTok and music. But today I'm joined by Nizzy the Kid.
On TikTok now with the bad ones ringing my number. She told me she wanna grab my jumper. Lol, get out my face. And I heard them the talk of the town. They see my face. It's Nizzy the Kid. Shake, shake, shake up the place.
If you guys haven't heard of Nizzy the Kid before, you guys must be living under a rock. I mean, this kid has blown up, covering like songs, like that remakes of songs and stuff. And he currently just released a song called 2K23. So Nizzy, welcome to the show, man.
Okay, you good?
Good. I'm good, man. Honestly, it's
Please.
morning. You are. If you guys don't know, Nizzy's out in the UK. He's actually a very hard man to get in touch with. So, but we're here. Thankfully, we're here to finally have an episode, which is cool. But like, for people that may not know about you, I'm assuming they probably wouldn't know about you. Like I said, if they haven't heard about you, I'm a bit concerned. But would you like to give an introduction of who you are and what you do and how you like got involved in the music and TikTok?
Yeah, my name is Nizzy the Kid. I sing on TikTok. I dance on TikTok. I'm 16 years old. And yeah, living in Birmingham. And
That's good. Did you say you were 16? Fuck me, man. Holy shit. 16, you've already accomplished that much at your age. Shit. I thought you were like going into like the final years of like your high school, like 8, 17, 18, but 16. Bro, you've done well to get to where you are.
Thank you.
Makes me feel like shit. I'm 19. I'm like, oh shit. Like, I'm getting in touch with all these cool people. And then find out you're 16. What the hell? What is life, man? That's so cool. Like, so you obviously got involved in the TikToks. Like, that's like your age group, like 16 to like 18. Like, that's where you really get involved in TikTok. So, like, how'd you actually get involved in TikTok? Did your mates that you're friends with, like, how did that whole idea of you singing on TikTok and dancing and stuff end up making you a person that's hit millions of followers on TikTok? And millions of likes, and your plays are fucking ridiculous, man.
Basically, one day I was just sitting down in McDonald's And then my friend says to me, "Oh, let's make a video," and then of me singing that the Dino song that I blew up to. And then I was saying, "Nah," because I thought they were violating. And then I said, "Oh, might as well, let's just do it." And then I done it. I posted it on that same day. It no, on that same hour, it hit 100K. And I was gassed.
That's amazing, man. That's crazy to think that you would. You didn't really think much of it when you first posted it, did you? You wouldn't expect it to blow up as what you that video did, and obviously the rest of your videos have. Like, I was looking at your TikTok before and looking at the players and like some of the most popular videos you've got. You've got a video that has 125 million plays on it. That's crazy. And you've also got 109 million, 11 million. These are all the videos you pinned. Then every other video, you've got like a million, you've got a couple hundred K here and there. Bro, you've made it, man.
Thank you.
I just gotta give them props, man. Like I said to you before the episode, big fan of your TikTok. They're so good. They're well like made. They're well edited, which is so cool. Like, and it just you don't really see much of that sort of thing. Obviously, you see the TikTok stars doing the dances, and they're dancing to music that's popular on the app at the time. But you don't really see someone covering songs and stuff in it, and then putting their own little mix on it, which is what you've been able to do. Like, you have your mates making beats, and then you're singing. It's like it's crazy the way that it's gone.
Like for example, it's just that in our videos, like we clap in that, and then like we remix every song, so like they can like just blow, and then get the people that done the song to react to it.
That's smart.
Like I done Shape of You, and I done like a remix one. And
Yeah.
then Ed Sheeran posting on his TikTok.
Big boy status, eh? Big boy status. Like, is he, are you a fan of Ed Sheeran? Like,
I like his music.
no, it's
But,
good.
yeah.
I feel like he's done really well. Like, he's helped. Obviously, I'm in Australia right now, and I live in Australia. But what he's been able to do with the UK, especially with rappers and artists and stuff, is incredible. Like, he's been able to Fumes the Engineer is a good example that he's used one of Ed Sheeran's songs, and he's had up and coming artists plus bigger artists put their own little spin, like freestyle on that beat. And it's cool to see that Ed supported that. He's just very in tune with the UK sort of thing, which is pretty cool. You don't really see that from an artist at his level showing like appreciation and stuff to like up the future of music pretty much in the UK, which is pretty cool. Is that something you are looking towards?
Wait, can you repeat the question, please? I
Yeah.
didn't hear it.
No, it's right. So obviously, Ed Sheeran's very in tune with the UK sort of thing. He's helped artists, coming artists with beats and stuff. And obviously, he's made his own music and he's put his little bit of it. And then they've been able to put their own little freestyle on it. Is that something that you want to be a part of in the future if you get the opportunity to do us like something like that with Ed Sheeran or Fumes the Engineer or something like that?
Yeah, I would 100% do it. 100%.
Like
Because
what would that be like for a milestone for you? Is that would that be like, oh shit, like I'm actually on a tune with Ed Sheeran and Fumes the Engineers like made that whole beat?
it'll be such a like that's the experience and really good moment. And one day, I can't wait to experience it. Hopefully.
I mean, you've done well, man. Like, you're 16. You're 16. Like, you've done so much at 16. Like, no one, a lot of people at your age don't achieve that sort of like like accomplishment and hype around them at that age because you just don't see it happening. It's not common. It's not common for people that are 16 and stuff coming out of Birmingham in the UK to come out of literally nowhere and then be on a song with that bang, 2K23 on JRM Daily. Like, you just don't see that. It's not common. Like, you've done really well to get to that position at which you've been able to get to, and you've been able to build a status around yourself, which is cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Bro,
Really appreciate it.
you gotta give respect and appreciation to people that are actually putting the work in and stuff. Like, a lot of people nowadays, especially artists and stuff, and I notice this as well in podcasts, they expect success happens overnight, and it just doesn't.
Yeah. But I don't stop.
It's just, I don't know. I just feel like you're on a path right now to where you eventually, what, in 3, 4 years, you'll be one of the biggest artists in the UK if you keep going the path you're like doing right now with TikTok and creating songs. Like, imagine, like you told me before, you're working on some songs, which will be really cool when they finally release. Like, you're on a rise right now, man. And that rise is just going to get you closer and closer to your dream of where you maybe one day could get a song with some of your favorite artists in the world.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, no.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it was just, I don't know. I feel like I said to you're in a really good position right now. 16, you can experiment a lot at 16. And you're really focused on achieving your dream, which is to be an artist, I would assume. Obviously, you're singing on TikTok, you're dancing and stuff, but it all relates back to music. And obviously, I can see that you've got very good potential in making it in the next coming years if you continue going the way that you are. And I know I'm excited to see where this future goes with you, man, like with the music.
Thank you, thank you. That hopefully it goes well with the music thing. Like right now it's going good, but the next song that's coming is even better than 2K23.
That's what we like to hear, man. It's better that every song gets better than the first song or the last song you made. Like, they're all stepping stones. At the end of the day, like,
Yeah.
if you go on the positives of what that song brought to you were able to like create a sound, whether you like that sound at the time or if you don't like the sound now, you at least got to be in that song and sing your whatever you wanted to sing on that. And you had a specific like sound that was related to that song. And if you liked it would be cool to see if you are able to bring that sound along into your future music, because I believe your sound was just good, man. It was really good.
Yeah, cool.
But like, obviously going off the music and TikTok side of things, like, how was it growing up? Obviously in
I'm
Birmingham.
like, oh, like living in Birmingham, it's hard, but like because the area is just like this right now, we can't even go make videos because of the bus strikes, stuff like that, and then like growing up. Like I didn't have intentions of singing now like, when I'm older. So like but my friends decided for me to sing and that, so I just took that path. And then my mom likes it, my dad likes it, my brother, my sister likes it, so might as well.
Good to have the support of your loved ones and your friends and stuff, because it just makes you feel better about yourself. Because if you don't love doing something, you're not going to pursue it. And if you don't have support backing up whatever you want to do, say you want to be a doctor, for example, and your parents and family and friends say, "Oh, you'll never be a doctor. You'll never be this. You'll never be that." You put pressure on yourself and you put yourself down like, "Oh shit. Maybe you're right. Maybe I should just give up my dream and just listen to what my parents have to say." If everyone, every kid and adult listened to what their parents said about what they wanted to do and what their parents wanted them to do when they grew up, That'd be so miserable. Like you just,
Yeah.
it just wouldn't work. And that, I know, I just will never put myself in that position. Like I get support from my friends and family about the podcast, and obviously I'm a runner myself, an athlete, so I obviously have support in that area. And it's just cool to have that edge on you, because a lot of people, obviously in your situation, wouldn't have the support and the friends and stuff around them supporting them to push them to do better, push them to do more content. And to continue to grow, like that's the whole point of life. You go through stages in life where you're seeing growth, and I've experienced this myself with my podcast and my athletics. You go through stages in life where you're at the top, and you obviously in sport, you get injured here and there. That injury puts you back about 5, 6 months. That would be the same with podcasts, and would be the same with music. If you're putting more out than someone else that isn't putting that work in, you're going to benefit along the line in the future, then they're not. The ones that aren't putting as much work in is what you are. And it just helps to have that support and that love and stuff from your family and friends, because everyone needs to be loved. Everyone needs to have support, because if they don't have support, like I said, their life would be miserable. They wouldn't know what to do with themselves. And then obviously a lot of other stuff comes with that, and it's not good to see. It's not the right thing to see, and you just feel bad for people when they go through stages like that. And I know you're doing
No.
like really well. Like you've got the support from your friends and family, and like I said, that's very important to have in your like line of work that you do. So it's good.
Thank you.
It's good to have
Thank you.
that.
I really appreciate it. I appreciate it.
So, were you, do you, or did you play sport growing up? Obviously, you are still 16. Obviously, you are still sort of sporty. You do sport here and there. But did you play sport growing up?
Yeah, I used to play football. I used to be a bowler.
Jeez, bowler, eh?
Yeah.
Any good?
Like,
Any good at it?
now I was a good left back still.
It's all right.
I was a good defender.
No, it's good. I'm feeling a good theme with the UK people. Obviously, I've obviously interviewed a bunch of other artists in the UK. You're my first TikTok star, mate, but it's the whole football thing is like, is that like brought into your life young? Like when you're born and stuff, in your household and stuff, do you just like watch football and that's how you get involved in the sport? And then I feel like that's why football or soccer, as we like to call it in Australia, is so big. And a lot of people end up playing football growing up, and then obviously they find love for other things outside of football. But is that something that happened with you?
Like growing up, I just used to keep ball in my garden, and then like secondary school times, year seven, we all took it seriously until like the point where we started growing up and we just forgot about it. Yeah, that's the two years.
Would that be something you still play, or is that something you've just slowly put behind in your past?
Like I slowly put them behind, like after I started TikTok.
Oh, it makes sense. It makes sense. Obviously, if you don't have, like, if you don't have friends and stuff that aren't going to do it, of course, you're not going to have motivation to continue to play it. And then that's where you find love for other things. And obviously, TikTok was one of the things that you found love for with your stuff and music. So, what artists did you or do you listen to?
Listen to like sometimes I listen to normal like classic music like A1 and J1, A Boogie with a Hoodie, wait, A Boogie with a Hoodie, TC, like even what's it called, and from London sides like Gully, just drill artist. Or not like that.
I think. I don't know. You mentioned J1 and A1. Doesn't J1 or A1 follow you?
Yeah, they're both
How
cute.
was that? How was that follow? Would that was that surprising to you? Like, oh shit, they know who I am? Yeah.
Like once I went when I first like after the Ed Sheeran video, I went to their music video. They like J1 popped up to me, and he said he wants you to come to the music video. And then I came, and then I was in it, but he couldn't see me like that. And then, yeah, was just.
What video were you in?
I need to find it. But I'm gonna find it now.
It's just cool. It's cool to have people that you listen to and artists. Like I have the same thing with me. I obviously listen to artists and a lot of them follow me and I'm like, oh shit, how the fuck do you even know who I am? Like that to me is surprising. It's just, I know that whole, it's just so cool to see that. Like someone that you listen to and you're a fan of ends up following you and you're like, oh shit, like he knows who I am or she knows who I am.
Yeah.
Like that happened with me with I don't know if you may or may not know this artist, but you remember there's a song that came out in 2015 and it was called Bills.
From who?
It was from Lunch Money Lewis.
Pardon? It's from you.
Lunch Money Lewis. So he has a few big songs and he has like a few big people following him, but he also has a song Green Light with Flo Rida and Pitbull. And he was someone I listened to like growing up. And it was only last year actually. I was doing exams, obviously I was in year 12 last year, my final year of high school. And I would finish one of my exams and I come out of my exam with like a notification on Instagram saying Lunch Money Lewis started following you. And I was like, this has got to be fake, right? Like, there's no way he's following me. It's got to be like one of those, you know, you've got so many fan accounts and fake accounts and stuff. I was like, oh, I was probably one of them. Didn't think much of it. I then looked back at it and it was him. And I was like, oh shit, like, he knows who I am.
Yeah,
Like,
that's hard.
yeah, it was crazy to me, that whole situation. And to think of the people that like know him, it's just, I don't know, it just makes it so much bigger and better. Like he knows the likes of Nicki Minaj, Meek Mill, like Pitbull, Flo Rida. He's got a bunch of artists out in the US and stuff that know who he is. And I'm like, oh shit. This guy knows who I am. He knows who I am, but he has all these other people that know him. What?
Yeah,
That's the
that's
same.
hard.
That's the same thing with A1 and J1. Like they've got friends all out in the UK and obviously around the world. Like when I first came across J1 and A1, it was from their song "Night Away," which obviously didn't come out that long ago. But it was with Tion Wayne. That was the first glimpse I got of A1 and J1. And
Yeah.
then after that, I went back and had a look at some of their stuff. Like obviously, they have some good stuff as well, like A1 and J1. They're both quite young as well. They look young.
Yeah, I think they are.
They look like they're in like 22, maybe 23. If I'm wrong and they're older, fair dues. Like you guys look like you're way younger. Hence why they can probably pull a lot of women.
Yeah, 100%.
Is that something that's come across with you with you having 2 million followers on TikTok?
Not like I don't know, like ever since I got 2 million, like I've been getting attention and that, but I just don't pay attention.
That's good. That's good, man. You don't need it.
Yeah.
That will come later in life when you actually want to, that's like that to happen, where you get a girlfriend, you want to settle down with someone, but you got to enjoy yourself, man. Like I'm single right now and I what I'm focusing on myself, I'm focusing on the podcast, I'm focusing on bettering myself. So then in the future, when I do end up wanting to date or something like that, I'll be ready. Like, I'll have something to back me up if something goes wrong. Like, it just, yeah. I just don't feel like you don't need to rush into stuff like that. Like, it just takes time. You don't need to rush into stuff like that.
Yeah.
I respect that you're ignoring the attention. That's good from you. That's really good. Like, you, especially at 16, like, a lot of people, when the with the attention around them, they're like, oh, shit, yeah. I'm the shit now. Like, everyone knows who I am. I know I'm the shit. Like, it's good that you're, like, down to earth. It's good, man.
Yeah. No, but I just ignore the girls in it. Pay attention.
Yeah. It's good. It's the way it should be. Like, it's, bro, the girls will distract you. Girls distract you from your goals, your future plans and stuff. But this, yeah, it's long.
Yeah, 100%.
So, it's good. It's really good. So, trying to think. So, you growing up, you were involved in the football and stuff. Who was, like, someone or what team do you support, obviously, in the football?
I support Man United.
Jeez. It's a few Manchester United fans, eh?
Yeah.
Is that because of Ronaldo? Or is that just because you just your parents or your friends like vote for them?
No, I personally supported them because of Ryan Giggs. So that's why that used to be my inspiration.
No, it's good. Is it weird? Yeah. Is it weird now that you look at them and they were your inspiration? You're still fans of them, but it's like your dream of maybe one day wanting to play in like the Premier League and play for Manchester United or any one of those teams has slowly slipped, and you found other passions like to music, and you're just trying to reach more like and stuff with your music once you post more out.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I didn't even want to switch from football to music, but like, there's a new path every day.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's really good. That's really good, man. I'm happy that you are able to like look at that like time in your life where you once thought, oh shit, I'll be a footy player one day. And then you've just, your mindset's completely switched after you found out that you're actually really good at singing and you've made hits, man. Like, you've made good covers over current songs and past songs. Like, you've done well with that sort of thing. And obviously you made a song which really would have blown up as well. Like, you had like people featuring on that song as well. Like, you had the likes of Steps, who was a big artist, Private Zero, KM2X, and JTA. Like,
yeah.
How is it making a song with all them guys? Obviously Steps is a massive artist, but like, how is it making a song with a bunch of them?
Now, these are my boys. Like, it's just a normal day. My big brothers type of thing. Look up to them and that.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. So it was like a normal day for you to make that song and then obviously do the music video. Was that like a normal day for you? Like, you were like, oh shit, like,
nah, it was a normal day at first. Like, no, I'm still gassed because I got a video with like Steps, JTA, Private Zero, stuff like that. Like, that's a really good moment.
Yeah. Has it done well with plays and stuff?
Pardon?
Has it done well with like plays and stuff for that song?
Yeah, it's done really well.
Is that something you'll get, like, a plaque for? Like, you know, you make your own custom plaques and stuff. Like, congratulations on hitting, like, 100,000 streams. Something like that. and then it'll have like the artist. Is that something you get?
Hopefully soon. Because I don't know yet.
Oh, that's all right. Obviously, this links onto the next question, but like, how did you end up getting a manager for you?
What's it called? I had a management before, and then what's it called? And then a better management called Fly Street texted me, and that's Addy. Texted me, and then he was speaking to my brother, and he was telling me to like to sign for them, so I decided to sign, and then this is where I am now,
Yeah.
like better.
No, I was talking to Addy before about getting you on, and it was like, because you messaged me saying get in touch with the manager, and I was like, fuck, I've already got in touch with him, but he hasn't gotten back to me yet with times and stuff. So then I was in a rush from pretty much 9 p.m. till 10 to try and figure out a time and stuff to get you on, because obviously I wanted to get you on. Obviously, because obviously, like I said to you, big fan, wanted to have a conversation with you and stuff. But like, he seems like a cool bloke. Like, he's just like straightforward. Like, yeah, we've got this, we've got something up, we'll line it up, and then we'll go from there. He's done really well. Like, he's helped you out. I feel like he's put you in a good position where you're at right now. And I don't know what the future holds for you, but hopefully, Addy's there with you because, like, I would assume he's a really good manager because, like, he's put you in multiple good positions and stuff to benefit you, which is at the end of the day what they're supposed to do. But how is it having like him? Is he more like a friend more than a manager, or is he a bit of both?
Yeah, he's like my big brother, the big boss. And yeah, that's like, yeah, like he'll be there every step of the way when I improve and stuff.
That's good. It's good to have, like I said, it's good to have people like that in your life. But like for you, where you're at right now, if you were to make like a song or a couple songs, you don't have to have a song in mind or anything, but what artist would you want to make a song with in the future? Like, who is on your hit list to make a song with?
I wanted to make a song with Dino because how I blew up being like him, so it makes sense to like get a song with him. Or I wanted to get a song with Born Trappy.
I generally reckon for you, why don't you try and shoot shot at J1 and A1? You guys can make something hit.
Hopefully that can happen.
I don't know. I feel like with their voices and stuff, like they have really good sound. They connect well with each other. And if you put your voice that you had like on 2K23, even yet, because I'm pretty sure different artists have different like sounds and stuff that they could make for each song. Your voice would just click perfectly with theirs. But that's just my opinion though. That's just my opinion though. It could you may not agree with me, but I reckon that would be a hit. Just you three.
Yeah, that would be a banger.
Yeah. Outside of the UK, have you got artists in mind, like in the US or even Australia, that you'd want to collaborate with in the future?
Like Little Durk, probably. Little Durk. Who else there? G Herbo. That's a main one. And yeah, that's the main two.
No, that's good. It's good to have like people like that in mind, and you're like, you just keep working towards that goal. Like, I've got goals and stuff where I want to reach for the podcast and the plays and stuff, and the guests I can get on. Like, all it takes is time. If you keep consistent, you keep grinding, you keep putting content out there, you're eventually going to get somewhere. And it may take time, but it happens eventually. It happens to those who put the work in. And if you're not willing to put the work in to get to where you want to be in the future, you're never going to make it. And if you go through a stage in life where you're like, oh, I don't know if this is good or not, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to post it. Fucking post it. It doesn't matter if it's not your finest hour of content you've made, but you still need to edit it and make sure it sounds the best it possibly could be to continue to stay consistent, post content and put more content out to try and boost your image, yourself. And then it will just expand into more connections. Like, I don't know. That's just my mindset, though.
Yeah.
No, that's right. So you're at school. So how, it's so weird for me to say that you're at school still. But how is it? What are you studying at high school? Obviously, I'm assuming you're a pretty smart guy, but what are you studying right now?
No, I'm in college.
Jeez.
Yeah.
College. Like university, yeah. College.
Nah, like the one after, the one before uni.
College. It's like secondary. So you've got middle school, high school, secondary. It's different. Yeah. It's different in Australia. But like, how is your like years separated? Obviously, we've got middle school, high school, and then secondary, which is from like year 10 to 12. For you, college, I've never heard of that before. So college is from year 10 to year 12, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are you studying at college?
I study business and finance.
Jeez. Very smart.
Thank you.
Gotta continue to put information and stuff into your head. It will take you a long way.
Yeah. Because the things that they're teaching me, it's gonna help me in the future and that. So that manage my money and that.
Yeah. Don't be an idiot with spending your money where you just end up, say you have like 200K in your account and you end up throwing that away in a day and you're like, oh shit. Maybe I should have managed my money a little bit better because now I'm bankrupt.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't think like that if they get throwing that amount of money at them. And it doesn't go well from there. They end up going like, oh shit, I now need to work. Even though I did have 200K, I don't have it anymore because I've thrown it all away. Now I have to work to try and get that money back. So now I'm behind the eight ball. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No, that's good. It's good that you're studying. Are you just studying business and like finance and stuff? Or what other subjects are you studying?
I study maths as well.
Nah, stuff maths. Nah. Maths, I hated maths. Me and maths just didn't connect at all. It's long.
Why?
I just hated maths. I couldn't do it. Wasn't my forte, maths, I'm afraid.
Nah, I feel you.
I've spoken to a few people and like, yeah, maths just wasn't it. That was the one subject I actually had to study for. I'm like, oh shit, I have to remember equations and then remember this, and this. And I'm like, yeah, no. Nah. I remember doing that. It wasn't fun.
Yeah.
Do you like doing maths?
Kind of. It's good still. Like, it helps me a lot. Like other stuff as well, so that's why I don't mind maths.
Yeah, that's good. People like other stuff, and it's good. If you like doing maths, keep doing maths. For me, and I'm assuming for a lot of other people, maths was very difficult for a lot of people. It was very difficult for me doing high school and secondary school and stuff. It just didn't work with me. It just, I don't know, I just didn't understand it. Like compared to other subjects, maths just wasn't it for me. It's good. It's good to have maths. I understand why people do maths. It helps. But for me, the line of work I'm doing, I don't need maths. But if you weren't doing music, obviously business, finance, maths, and stuff would come in very handy considering whatever job you wanted to do or study at university after uni you wanted to get like into that job. So I understand why people do maths. It just didn't click with me, and it just, yeah, didn't really need maths in my area of what I'm doing. So
yeah.
But what would you study once? Are you thinking of going to university after high school?
Yeah, I'm planning to go to uni. So
yeah. But what do you want to study at uni? Or because you, how's your education system in the UK? So obviously in Australia we get this thing at the end of the year. It's an ATAR. And this ATAR, you get a specific ATAR, you have to get the score. It could be like 60% or 60 ATAR out of 100. Well, it's not 100, it's 99.95. It's the highest possible mark you could get. But if you, unis and courses and stuff, they have an ATAR which you have to actually get in order to get into that course. How is it? Yeah. To get into uni in the UK, is it the same thing like having ATAR or like?
Yeah, something like that. But like you apply and then you could get a scholarship and that. And then if you do the exam, but the exam's hard.
Yeah.
And then like you choose a course and then you get in and you're going for a meeting. And then you have the meeting. If they like you, they accept you. If they don't, then yes, you're looking for a new college, uni. I mean,
yeah, no, that's right. That's weird to me that whole, because you guys have a meeting. We don't have a meeting, so we apply. We apply for uni, right? And then once you apply for uni, you have to get an ATAR. So obviously, you get a course. Whatever course you want to go into, it then comes up with an ATAR. You need to get like it could be like 70, 80, like I was talking about before. If you hit that, you get your place at that uni in that course. But if you don't get that, you have to try and find other ways to try and get into that course you were trying to get into, which a lot of people end up doing anyway. They end up going not straight into the course. They either take a gap year, a few years off, and then they finally go to uni because they've had their fun. But I went straight from secondary school to uni because I'm currently in uni right now.
Oh, how old are you?
I'm 19. I turned 19 about 7 days ago.
Oh, first.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday.
Thanks, bro. Really appreciate it. It was weird. It's weird being 19. 19, you don't do anything. You don't change. From the ages of 19 to like 21, nothing changes. Because once you get to 21, obviously you can do the drinking and stuff in America. But until then, you can't really do anything. But in Australia, we have an age limit of 18 when you can drink. And I think that's the same in the UK. I believe you guys' drinking age is 18. I could be wrong. But,
yeah. 18.
Yeah. And then is it the same for your license, car license? You get your learners and stuff at 16 and then you get your P's at like 18?
I don't get that one.
So, you know how you get your drivers, like you have to do this test and then you get the yes or no where you have to, yes, you can now drive and you're a learner. I don't know what it is, but you're like not experienced driver, but you can still drive on the road with your parents sitting beside you. Yeah. What is it where you are, like in the UK? Is it, I feel like it's different.
We call it theory.
Theory.
Yeah, we have a theory test. Like, yeah. You don't get into the driving yet, but you like to practice the roads and stuff. And then. Yeah. If you pass that, you can move on to your driving lessons. And when you do your driving lessons, you pass your thingy.
Right.
You pass your driving. Yeah.
Right. So for us in Australia, we go, you do an online test or you can do it in person, but everything's gone to online. So, and then after that, you then go to we have a thing called we have our thing where you get your license, you learners and stuff called Vic Rose. And then that's where you get your like ID photo and stuff. And then you can carry that. You have to carry that every time you drive until you get to the age of 18. Until then, you can then go for your P's. Like you can then go for your driving test where you can drive by yourself without your parents and stuff around you. And then after that, well, you're on your, we have a system where you have red P's, which is like your first year being like on the road by yourself. And after that, after a year, you then go to green P's, which means you've been on the road for, you then stay on them for about 3 years. And then after that, you get your full license. Is that the same where you are? Or is that different? Do you have like a specific year, time you have to be on your red P's, your green P's? Obviously, it's different where you are, but.
That is different. That is more different in the UK than the Australia. It's like in the, like it sounds like Australia is better than the UK. Yeah.
That's right. Have you got your have you gone for your driving yet? Like your learners, as like we like to call it, or your theory test?
No, I'm too young. I need to do it next year.
You're too young. What age do you have to be to do your theory test?
I have to be 17.
What? And then after that, you then do your lessons, and then after that, you get your license. So that you get your license at like 18, wouldn't you? Or 19?
No, you could get even age 18, not age 17, 18.
Right.
Yeah.
So we get our learners. We can drive on the road at 16, and then we're on our learners for about 2 years. So you get 2 years of experience on the road, and then you finally go for your P's test. And then after you pass your P's test, then you drive by yourself for about a year. And then after that, you're on your green P's, which then leads to like 3 years. And then you're in your full license. It's different where you are. That's weird. 17.
Well, you're allowed to drive in Australia when you're age 16.
Yeah, but you have to have a parents, your one of your parents in the car while driving.
Oh, first.
Yeah. No, we're not in America where you can just get your full, you can get your car license at 16. We're not in America.
Yeah.
They're crazy. You go feel like your learners at like 14 and then you get your license at 16. I don't get that, but anyways. That's a bit young to be driving by yourself, but anyways, and then they're drinking, you're not allowed to drink till you're 21, so I mean, it makes sense, but oh well. So how, obviously you are in the UK and I'm in Australia. So do you know much about Australia?
No, not really.
What is your first thing that comes to mind when I say Australia, or what, like what comes to mind?
Kangaroos.
Yeah, that makes sense. Are you also scared of the animals that are in Australia?
No, not really.
Good man. Good man. The amount of pussies from the UK that say, oh, I've never come to Australia. You guys have got dangerous animals. You've got kangaroos, snakes, crocodiles in your backyard. We don't. We don't, guys. We don't. Don't know how many times I need to explain it. We don't have those things in our backyard. Yes, we have them in Australia, but we don't have them in our backyard. But I like you, Nizzy. That's really good, man. I'm happy you're not scared of the animals.
Thank you.
You guys don't have that many dangerous animals in the UK, do you?
Not really.
Yeah, I thought so.
We only have like dogs, cats, snakes. We're not out and about though.
Hope they're not out and about, snakes. God damn.
Yeah, just chilling inside people's houses.
What?
No, like the owners.
How? What? How? What?
Like, if you buy a dog, and then like you keep it inside your house, and then yeah.
Well, we have dogs and cats and stuff in Australia, but we can walk them about. Is Yeah, I'm. Yeah, I don't know. That confused me then.
No, you can walk them. You can walk them around, and but like, we don't have them like going around the streets and that.
Oh yeah, we don't have that either. They're not like stray dogs. They're stray dogs where they're like walking about on the street without any owner and stuff. They're stray dogs. They don't actually have a home. I don't actually see many of them. I think there's a lot in America, but there's none in Australia that I know of. Yeah, I don't know about that. But yeah, like I'm gonna finish this episode off, Nizzy, with a couple slang things that Aussies say. So I'll be very interested to hear your answers to this. So it was I've had a few people come on and they've gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They've gotten like 5 out of 8. So first question or first Aussie slang for you. What does a Barbie mean to you?
A Barbie,
A Barbie.
like a girl.
No. So a Barbie in Australia means a barbecue. Yeah.
Gosh.
Don't worry, you're not the
What?
first. Don't worry, you're not the first one to say a Barbie's a girl in Australia. No, we don't call girls Barbies in Australia. I know you guys have your little slang for girls in the UK, baddies and all them. Like I get it. But we're not as cool as you guys. It's all right. Next question for you. What is a cold one?
A cold one.
Yeah, what is a cold one?
Oh, like that's hard, or it's like you're freezing.
No. So a cold one in Aussie slang means a beer.
Oh.
Yeah. Mate, I'm giving you some slang so when you do come to Australia, you know what to say, mate.
Yeah, hopefully.
Next one. You've currently 0 for 2. Let's turn it around, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. What does an Avo mean?
An avo.
An avo. Before
Or
you
avocado.
answer, there you go. I was going to say, before you answer, it's a food. It's food.
Oh.
Avocado, there you go. Got 1 for 3. All right, next one. What is brekkie?
Breakfast.
There we go. 2 for 4. All right, next one. What is a bottle-o?
A what?
A bottle-o.
A bottle opener.
You are not the first person that said that, but that is incorrect. So a bottle-o is a bottle shop. It's not a bottle opener, it's a bottle shop. You got that half right, which is it's good. It's all right. You're 16, man.
Damn.
You don't need to know all this shit. Next one. What are budgie smugglers?
Don't know.
That's right. So, what do you do when you go into a pool?
You swim.
Yep. So, what do you put on?
Trunks.
Okay, yeah, I'll give it to you. They're swimmers, but You guys call swimmers trunks?
Yeah, we call it trunks.
That's weird.
That's in the UK.
Yeah, that's all right. It's all right. So you've currently got three out of one, two, three, four, five, six. 3 out of 6. So you got 50% right now. Do you reckon we can get the last two right?
Yeah.
All right. What does Arvo mean?
A what?
Arvo.
Avocado.
Arvo. What does Arvo mean? See, obviously you had one for brekkie. This is Arvo. What's the opposite to brekkie?
Dinner.
So like it's giving you it's but it's afternoon. So Arvo in Australia.
Or lunch.
So it's the afternoon. So when we say it's the Arvo in Australia, it means it's the afternoon where we are.
Oh.
Yeah. That's all right. That's all right, man. That's all right. Do you reckon we can get the last one? I reckon you get the last one. What is, I'll give you an easy one to finish this one off. What does a shrimp on a barbie mean? That's slang, what I just said.
I know a barbie's a barbecue.
Yep.
Shrimp in a barbecue.
I'll give it to you. It's a shrimp on a barbecue. So we're cooking shrimp on the barbecue. I'll give you that. That was good. That was really good. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4. Got 5, man. That's good. That's really good. Big. That's good, man. Have you learned a little bit in that Aussie slang, man?
Yeah, probably going to hit up there soon.
Yeah. That's good. Bro, you're going to let me know when you come to Australia.
Yeah, whoa.
Yeah. But besides that, that's the end of the episode, man. Really appreciate you coming on. Absolute, absolute privilege to finally talk to you. Obviously, yeah, one of my favorite TikTok stars. Favorite one of my TikTok stars. My favorite TikTok star, Nizzy. Watch out for him, guys. He's got a big, big future ahead of him. 16. That's it. 1-6. 16. And he's already making a change to the world and he's already doing bits. So, like, Nizzy, thanks again for coming on. Would you like to outro the podcast?
Thank you for having me today. And I'm Nizzy the Kid and I'm out.
That's it, guys. And see you guys in the next one.